今天的主题是捍卫战士，然后呢 particularly related to Maverick， 我们讲独行侠，这部新的这部电影叫独行侠，那捍卫战士是捍卫战士嘛，第一集，然后呢这一集叫捍卫战士独行侠。那 Patty 有看过吗？对不对？那 Angel 有看过吗？
没有。
You haven't seen it, so you're with me, right? So we can ask Patty more questions. Okay. So Patty, what do you think of the new movie Maverick? Give us a quick one without spoiling anything. 就不能爆雷哦。可是你自己的感想，你这样看完了，你有心里面有感觉什么吗？
觉得很好看。
Would you watch it again?
Yeah.
You would?
Yep， 我很想啊，但没有去而已。
OK，
明天就去。
And what does your wife say about Maverick？
她应该也觉得蛮好看的吧？
是哦，你们看完不会讨论的吗？
你老实说，这个它没有
好讨论的点吗？
应该讲本来就不是剧情导向的电影，可是它看起来就很爽，就这样而已。
哦、oh, ，OK，
它就是真正是一个电影
，OK。
对
，I got it，
就是你在家里你没有办法感受到的那种感觉
哦、oh.
the movie 你就很适合去电影院看。
OK， 所以这种呢，这种强棒的这种电影哦，这种强大，不管是预算也是很强大，对不对？不管卡斯很强大，什么都很强大的这种电影呢 ，Angel is a word for movies like this. You know what word it is? Blockbuster.
A blockbuster
有没有以前的百事达，对不对？租录影带的那个，它的名字呢，它就是 blockbuster， 就是强棒租录影带店的意思。对，强档录影带店的意思。
blockbuster。
So we can say Top Gun Maverick is a blockbuster movie. Yeah, it's a blockbuster. So far, it's grossed $1 billion, 已经做了10亿美金哦，票房。所以通常到他可能到继续放送啦播送这样子哦，在就是一直在这个轮在 theaters 里面呢，他可能到年底可能可以累积到20亿美金。
嗯，很有可能诶、欸，身边很多人就看了2遍或3遍。
Yes，
二刷三刷。
Yeah， so I've also had many friends who said they went to watch it for a second time, and they went so far as to.Book for IMAX theaters and 4DX theaters. 所以有些朋友他们第一次看就是反正先抢嘛，抢先，所以有什么电影戏院呢可以看就去看。然后第二刷呢，第三刷他们都是去什么 4DX 跟 IMAX. They actually paid big money to see it on the IMAX screen. I've never been to IMAX and 4DX, to be honest. So I don't know what it's like, but I'm sure it'sAmazing, I'm sure, right? So today we're going to be talking about Top Gun Maverick, right? And you, as you guys can see from the title, there's a little bit of a movie trivia tonight. 所以今天呢，大家可以发现说，我们今天讲了这个《捍卫战士：独行侠》之外，还有电影随堂考。So it's a blend, right? I sort of added a little twist.To our daily shadowing sessions, 我们通常都会有一个每个月都会有一个跟读系列嘛，对不对？然后呢，通常我们就会有一些跟读一些最近的趣事啊或什么的。那我觉得最近呢，就只有 Top Gun Maverick 值得来聊一聊。然后里面也有一些东西，其实电影里面的一些冷知识，其实也可以考考大家。然后顺便呢，跟大家聊一聊这个东西。So there's a lot to talk to about this movie because for some of us, it'sAbout our childhood, right? 这是我们的童年的回忆。It's about our childhood. But for some of you guys out there, maybe it's not childhood. Maybe it's the first time you sort of know what Tom Cruise did back in the day, right? 我们都知道，很多人可能知道 Tom Cruise, 可是对 Top Gun 这么旧的电影就是没有 follow. 可能认识他的时候已经是 Mission Impossible 了, right? For many of you guys, I'm sure it's Mission Impossible. It's not Top Gun.And but for us who's a slightly senior and seasoned, Top Gun was the first movie that we knew of Tom Cruise. And so, today we're going to have two segments. 所以今天呢，我们会有两段哦，就是其实跟读的一段呢，就是我们会讲 独行侠的这一段。那这个独行侠的这个段呢，也是我去找这个 IMDB 他们上面的 summary。 这个是如果他之后会出 DVD 的话，那 DVD 的背面就是写这一段了。哦，这个是厂商这个制作厂商所写的一个 summary， 所以这里面不会爆雷。如果你没有看过的话， it won't change anything， it won't spoil the movie for you， so don't worry。 Alright， okay， so this is like a summary and intro to the movie itself。 And then at the end of the session today, we're gonna do a little bit of the Top Gun movie trivia just for fun, so you guys are welcome to join us for the two segments。 有两段哦，跟读的这一段呢，我们也欢迎我们通勤家族等一下来举手哦，这主动的举手来跟我们一起跟读。其实跟读两三遍，大家念一些，因为里面有名字啦，然后有一些 military terms， 有些军事的这个军事的vocabulary。And that's all very new to us. So there's only one paragraph today, but we can read a couple of times. And then at the end of the session today, we're going to be chatting and talking about movie trivia. 我们就会讨论这个电影的冷知识啊，考一考大家。那这个电影的冷知识呢，就是有看过 Top Gun 的捍卫战士，原来第一集的那个就会比较知道了，因为这个里面的随堂考就是讲里面的。 OK, but no worries, we'll get there. Yeah.So, Peds, would you like to start, or would you let ladies go first tonight? 我们今天这个独行侠的跟读。Ladies first? Peds, what do you say?
John first.
哎，对哦，对哦，为什么每次，为什么，你知道这个做主持人就有这种好处，对不对？全部都，责任都可以推给别人。然后，所以 sure, Peds, you know what? I'll listen to you. You started the room today.Okay, so I'm going to read it one time to just go over some of the military terms. Okay, I don't know if you guys are aware. 这里面有一些军官阶的名字，那个字哦，不容易念。然后呢，它又是缩写，所以我们大家可以等一下念看看哦。So I'll go first, okay? And then Angel, I think you can take over one time after that, and then we will invite our 15 Minutes fam to come and just, you know, read over with us. What do you say?
Okay.
Cool.
Sure.
Okay, I shall start. So Top Gun Maverick. After more than 30 years of service as one of the Navy's top aviators, Pete Maverick Mitchell, Tom Cruise, is where he belongs, pushing the envelope,as a courageous test pilot and dodging the advancement in rank that would ground him. When he finds himself training a detachment of Top Gun graduates for a specialized mission, the likes of which no living pilot has ever seen, Maverick encounters Lieutenant Bradley Bradshaw, Miles Teller, callsign Rooster, the son of Maverick's late friend and radar intercept officer, Lieutenant Nick Bradshaw, a.k.a. Goose, facing an uncertain future and confronting the ghost of his past, Maverick is drawn into a confrontation with his own deepest fears, culminating in a mission that demands the ultimate sacrifice from those who will be chosen to fly it. That was a mouthful.
That was a mouthful.
Okay. So names, you know, and cosine. Yeah.Okay, I survived. Your turn, Angel. Shoot.
Okay. Top Gun Maverick. After more than 30 years of service as one of the Navy's top aviators, Pete Maverick Mitchell, Tom Cruise, is where he belongs, pushing the envelopes as a courageous test pilot and dodging the advancement in rank that would ground him.When he found himself training a detachment of Top Gun graduates for a specialized mission, the likes of which no living pilot has ever seen, Maverick encounters Lieutenant Bradley Bradshaw, Miles Teller, callsign Rooster, the son of Maverick's late friend and radar intercept officer Lieutenant Nick Bradshaw, aka Goose, facing an uncertain future.And confronting the ghost of his past, Maverick is drawn into a confrontation with his own deepest fears, culminating in a mission that demands the ultimate sacrifice from those who will be chosen to fly it.
What a mouthful.
Yeah, what a mouthful.
What a mouthful. AKA.
AKA.
Yeah. So a quick quiz. 我们刚刚讲到 AKA 哦。Petty, AKA 什么意思？
又可以称作是。
You're the man. Also known as AKA. Very nice.就有些人看到 AKA, 像我老婆她看到 AKA, 她就 like, what's AKA? Like, Akka? She would also...
Akka?
She's like, what's Akka? AKA, okay? And here's the funny thing, 我们看到 AKA, 我们会分别单字母念，对不对？ You have to read each letter. You don't read Akka, you don't read it together. 好，所以它中间也没有 A.K.A, 对不对？它也不是这样，它是 AKA.So you guys, this is one of the words, abbreviations that it's commonly used in emails and, well, actually it started from emails and telegraphs. And then that's how we get to use it today. All right. So, myself and Angel have already read it. 我们现在开放来给大家，我们跟读时段来开放哦，给大家来试看看，念看看这个部分。然后呢，晚一点呢，我们再来。解释这个里面的有几个难一点的 vocabulary, military vocabulary. We're going to explain that and share that with you guys. So do we have any volunteers? 我们有没有想来跟读的通行家族？来，请举手哦。Kaden, Jasmine, Ting, Wei Li, Chen, and Shiming, Jason, how are you guys doing tonight? And Summer, hello. And Pei Chi. Hello, Susan, how are you doing tonight?
Hi.Nice、yeah. to meet you.
Good, good, good. Not nice to meet me. You met me last week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to see you, Susan. Yeah. Great stuff. So, have you seen Maverick yet?
Not yet.
Great. I made sure I didn't spoil anything for people who haven't watched. Okay. So, anyways.No spoilers here. Don't worry. This is a summary you can Google from Wikipedia. Okay, this is readily available. Right. So hopefully after tonight, you will be enticed to go and watch the movie in the theater, okay?
Okay.
Cool. Hello, Paul. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, Paul. So have you seen Maverick, my man?
Yeah, I think it's after we first met.
Yes, you mentioned it. Yes. You went to watch. And did you only watch it one time, or are you planning to go watch it again?
I would love to watch the second time.
Did you watch it on IMAX or regular theaters?
Just regular theaters.
Okay. I hear IMAX Maverick is packed every evening. Every evening. That's how crazy it is.
Even on weekday.
Yeah, even on weekdays.
Wow.
Remember, it's summer. Like, you and I, Angel, we're too old for, you know, late night movies on weekdays. But,
yes.
You know, college kids and, you know, and other people, yeah. It's summer. Mm-hmm. Hello, Kimberly. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Yes, Kimberly, have you watched Maverick yet?
Not yet.
Would you like to?
I'm not sure if I can understand the movie.
You don't have to understand the movie. Just understand Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Okay. But Kimberly, did you watch the first one, Top Gun? The first movie?
No.
Okay. There we go. I guessed as much. Yeah. So you're not...how should I say this? You're not seduced by him because, when I watched Top Gun, I can literally tell you, even as a boy, I was like, oh my God, when I grow up, I want to be like him. You know, that was how good the movie was to me. It really influenced us. And like, when I grow up, I want a bike. I want a motorcycle like Tom Cruise did. And, you know, I'm all grown up and I still don't have a motorcycle, by the way.So, yes.
That's your problem.
Yes. So, okay. That's my life goals for next year, okay?
Yeah. go for it.
Go get a motorcycle.
Yes, go get a motorcycle.
And I'll buy a leather jacket for my wife so she can look like one of those flight instructors and go riding around Taipei. No, and get her to dye her hair blonde. Yeah, she'll be upset about that. Anyways, I'm just kidding. Yeah. So Kimberly, no worries, no spoilers, don't worry. Okay. So for Susan, Paul, and Kimberly, we will just read over the paragraphs, and then I will help you guys with some of the words wherever you get stuck, and then we'll come back and talk about why some of these words exist in movies and military movies only. Okay? Great. So Susan, back to you.
Hi.
Go ahead. You go ahead and read it, and then we'll come back and we'll cover some of the words that you find difficult to read.
Okay. After more than 30 years of service as one of the Navy's top aviators, Pete Maverick Mitchell, Tom Cruise, is where he belongs, pushing the envelope as the courageous test pilot and dodging the advancement in rank that will ground him. When he finds himself training a detachment of Top Gun graduates for a specialized mission the likes of which no living pilot has ever seen, Maverick encounters Lieutenant Bradshaw?
Yes, Miles, you got it.
Tyler.
Bradley Bradshaw.
Hard to pronounce. Miles Teller, call sign Rooster, the son of Maverick's late friend and rather intercept officer lieutenant Nick Bradshaw, as known as Goose. Facing an uncertain future and confronting the ghosts of his past, Maverick is drawn into a confrontation with his own deepest fears, culminating in a mission that demands the ultimate sacrifice from those who will be chosen to fly it.
Very nice. Great. Which were the difficult words beside the names? We'll get to the names a little bit, but which are some of the words that you are not very familiar with?
The Bradshaw.
Okay, other than names, we'll get to the names later.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. The culminating.
Culminating. Oh, culminating. Yes, great. Any other words? Aviator. The first line, aviator. Do you know who an aviator is?
The like a pilot?
Yes, there we go. Yes, we call them a pilot, normal people. It's like we call people who can cook, right?
Yeah.
But professionally, they are a chef.
Chef, yeah.
So we call people pilots, but professionally, they are aviators.
Ah.
Yeah, that's sort of the fancy name they give themselves.
I see.
Yes, because they must be able to fly any aircraft.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And culminating means coming together as a result. So at the end of this movie, it's culminating into a mission that demands Pete Mitchell, the ultimate sacrifice. Okay, not giving too much away, but at the end of the day, they have to fly a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some sacrifices that needs to be made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So getting back to the names, but actually the title, the rank of Bradley Bradshaw and Nick Bradshaw. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the LT, how do we pronounce that LT?
Lieutenant.
Ah, lieutenant. There we go. Brilliant. LT, lieutenant. So most people who don't watch military movies, they don't know, when they see LT, they're like, lit? No, it's lieutenant. Okay. 所以 Patty, 这个 LT 呢, 这个通常大家对关阶不熟的, 看到这个 LT 就不会念了。对, 它就是 lieutenant。 那写出来的那个 full word, 把它字写出来, 其实那个字很难看, 很难看得懂, 大家觉得那怎么会长成这样子，对。And then there's a little thing that I can share with you guys. So Angel, LT in Britain is pronounced differently. Did you know that?
Differently?
Uh-huh.
LT.
In England, in the United Kingdom, they pronounce it lieutenant.
Lieutenant.
Yes. Not lieutenant.
Left? L-E-F-T?
Lieutenant.
Oh. Lieutenant.
Yep. So in US and in Britain, it's pronounced different. Very, very different.
Wow. Yes. Is there any reasons behind? No reason.
I believe it's not an English word. That's what I knew of. This rank actually came from Europe. So, you know, it's not exactly an English word. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. But American people just read it as, you know, as an English word. So lieutenant.
Lieutenant.
But the U in the lieutenant is not supposed to be pronounced, apparently. Yes, that's as much as, yeah, as much as I know. And of course, here, we need to talk about, Susan, here we got Maverick in quotation marks and Brack, okay, and quotation mark rooster, quotation mark goose, aka goose or call sign goose. And what is a call sign? Susan, do you know?
Sign.
A call sign.
I have no idea.
Call sign. Yes.
Like the name others call him. Or
oh yeah, well something like that. Yes. Yes, something like that. So in the movie, let me give you an idea. In the movie, let's say you are a pilot and you're fighting a war. So if you use each other's real names, then over the radio, if the radio communications get intercepted, get stolen by people or cracked by hackers, they will know your real name. So you can't use your real name in war.
Oh.
When we are at war, we don't use our real names. We use code names, numbers. Oh. Yeah. So in a lot of movies where they protect the president, the security detail would say the eagle has landed. You know, they can't say the president has landed because then, you know, people who's intercepting the radio would know, oh, they are protecting the president. But they say the eagle, so you don't know who eagle is. Eagle could be a kid. Eagle could be somebody other than a president.
Ooh, so I see.
So they use different names. Yes. And of course, between friends, we call each other nicknames. That's called a nickname, not a call sign. We don't deserve call signs. We don't fight a war. We don't fight a war. And we're not a pilot, so we're not cool like that. Yes, only when we're a pilot, you can give yourself a call sign. Okay. Yes, there we go. Visanto, you are correct. Eating, you guys are correct. I don't know the right Chinese for it. I would assume it's... 绰号 is more like nickname, and then call sign is more like a 代号, more for military use. But nickname are between friends. Okay. And eating, you are on point. Yeah, you are 100%. Thank you very much, Susan. Good reading there. Let's move on to Paul. Paul's turn. You've watched the movie, so I'm not going to help you with the little intro. You know the movie, okay?
Okay.
So go ahead, Paul.
Top Gun Maverick. After more than 30 years of service as one of the Navy's top aviators, Pete Maverick Mitchell, Tom Cruise, is where he belongs, pushing the envelope as a courageous test pilot and dodging the advancement in rank that would ground him. When he found himself training a detachment of Top Gun graduates for a specialized mission, the likes of which no living pilot has ever seen, Maverick encounters Lieutenant Bradley Bradshaw, Miles Taylor, callsign Rooster, the son of Maverick's late friend, and radar intercept officer, Lieutenant Nick Brackshaw, aka Goose, facing an uncertain future and confronting the ghost of his past. Maverick is drawn into a confrontation with his own deepest fears, culminating in a mission that demands the ultimate sacrifice from those who will be chosen to fly it.
Fantastic read there, Paul. Yes. So, Paul, which word is... Well, it didn't sound like this was kind of difficult for you, but which word did you find not so easy to read?
It's intercept or...
Intercept, yes.
Oh, intercept.
Radar intercept officer.
So what does he mean?
Oh, you know, well, this is referring to Goose. So Goose was, you know, part of... Well, technically, there's a pilot and a co-pilot. And co-pilot for Maverick was Goose. And Goose, actually, his job was the radar intercept officer. He is the communicator and the radar officer. He sits in the back.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
He doesn't sit in the front cockpit. He sits in the back. So radar intercept here would mean that he needs to check the radar or intercept any radar to stop any other radar checking them. So he's constantly using, you know, the technology in the back to make sure that they don't get locked by the missiles, they don't get locked on by the radar, and, you know, that he needs to sort of read everything while... Maverick in front, he's the pilot. He needs to fly the plane. So technically, Goose in the back, he doesn't fly.
Yes.
There's not too much flying for him. But he can also fly. But there's not too much flying for him. Okay.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, Paul, did you watch the first one, Top Gun?
Yes.
Cool. Because we have some movie trivia later. So you're welcome to stay and answer some of the movie trivia. All right?
Okay.
Cool. We'll go on to Kimberly now, and Kimberly will have a read, and then we'll go on to the movie trivia thereafter. Mm-hmm. Kimberly, yes. Go on and read the paragraph for us. Thank you.
Yeah. Top Gun Maverick. After more than 30 years of service as one of the Navy's top aviators, Peter Maverick, Michelle Tom Cruise is where he belongs, pushing the envelope as a courageous test pilot and dodging the advancement in rank that would grant him. When he finds himself training a detachment of Top Gun graduates for a specialized mission, the likes of which no living pilot has ever seen, Maverick encounters
Lieutenant
Bradley Bradshaw, Miles Teller, cosign Rooster, the son of Maverick's late friend and raider in intercept officer, Lieutenant Nick Bradshaw, aka Goose, facing an uncertain future and confronting the ghosts of his past, Maverick is drawn into a confrontation with his own deepest fears, culminating in a mission that demands the ultimate sacrifice from those who will be chosen to fly it.
Well done. Very good read there, Kimberly. Fantastic stuff. So which words are kind of not so easy for you?
Mm, courageous.
Ah, very good, because I was going to go back to that one. I was hoping you had trouble with other words. So this word, the original word, having courage, right? That's the original word, courage. But now with E-O-U-S, courageous, now it becomes an adjective. Ooh. Courageous.
Mm. Courageous.
So, yes. So from you must have courage, the noun, to the adjective, courageous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Courage, courageous. And here it says, Maverick, Pete Mitchell, is a courageous test pilot. So there's a bit of S and T's there. It's not so easy to read. To push, pushing the envelope as a courageous test pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, full of courage, courageous. That's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm. Very good. Any other words, Kimberly?
Is it radar?
Yeah, radar. Mm. Yes. So that's why in Mandarin, we call it radar. So, you know, radar, that's where it comes from. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Mm. You know, you learn something every day. You know, I guess you don't watch a lot of military movies, but some of the terms can be interesting. Not all military movies are cool, but, you know, the terms are interesting. Yeah. Mm. Fantastic stuff, Kimberly. Anything else I can help you with?
No.
No? Good? Okay. Then I'll quickly, Angel, Petty, and I, we will quickly just explain, go over the movie, and then we will open the floor again for everybody to come and answer the movie trivia, okay? So let's quickly go over the paragraph for tonight. So, after more than 30 years of service as one of the Navy's top aviators, guys, if you look at the term, 30 years of service... 所以这个你去服务这个军务嘛，对不对？ Petty， 我们中文也是讲服务啊，从军嘛，对不对？ 所以 30 years of service， 可是呢，我们公司行号就是我已经在这个公司做 30年，30年， 也可以讲 30 years of service， 可是感觉好像，对，就是比较像军中在用的字啦。 Yeah， I've been with the company for 30 years， or I have provided 30 years of service to the company。 听起来 30 years of service 就是比较像军的那种讲法，所以在商的部分呢，我们比较少讲这样子。 Okay, but in the army, you know, you serve, right? We all had 2 years of army service. Okay, so that's the next thing is Navy's top aviators. So what is Navy? Petty? Navy 我们是什么?
海军。
OK, 那这个地方呢, 就要来请教一下Paddy了, 就是海军要飞机干嘛? 飞机不是就空军吗?
因为他们有那个, 航空母舰。
哦, 海军的航空母舰, 然后他们上面要有飞机 或直升机, 所以那些就是Navy, 它不是跟, 我一直以为它是跟空军借来的。
是不是不是?
哦, 他们自己的。
像海军也有陆战队啊。
他不是陆军。可是英文叫 Marine, 两栖, 两栖战队的意思。 对, Marine, 他们就是两栖战队的意思。 对, 所以这个其实这种不懂军的人, 或没有从过军的人, 其实就很难了解这个中间的这个部分。 所以Navy, 所以这个Pete Mitchell呢, Pete Mitchell, Lieutenant Pete Mitchell, Maverick, 他们都是Navy的aviator。 Tom's Navy pilot. They're not part of the Air Force. Okay.
Wow.
They're not part of the Air Force. Yes. 然后花莲我们是那个是空军嘛，那也不是海军，对不对？ 花莲的空军基地嘛， 所以是 Air Force Base. We have an Air Force Base in Hualien. That's Air Force. That's not the Navy base or naval base. 不一样的。 Okay. And here, actually, we did this idiom a while back. I don't know if you guys remember. Pushing the envelope. What does that mean? 把信封往前推啊。 推信封的意思。 Pushing the envelope. What does that mean?
挑战极限。
Yeah, challenging yourself, challenging, pushing yourself to the edge. So pushing the envelope. So he now, Pete Mitchell, is a courageous test pilot. A test pilot. 他只是一个测试员而已。他老了，他只是一个测试员。爱飞飞机，可是他只能测试飞机。Okay, so here we go. And then, why does he want to be a test pilot? 他为什么想要当一个测试员呢？就是 he is trying to dodge, dodging the advancement in rank that would ground him. Dodging the advancement in rank, 就是他想要躲，就是被升职了以后呢，其实他变更高的长官了以后，他其实就不能飞飞机了。
嗯哼。
Okay, I don't know why that is. 为什么军阶越高就不能飞了？
因为更容易死吗？
因为不小心领便当的时候，这个可能就军整个军下面他的营就是没有 leader 了，是不是？
哦，嗯嗯，
所以不给随便给什么将军飞啊或什么的，可能是这样 ，maybe. But anyways.You know, in the army, you know, like, I guess, so many things to consider. National security. So let's move on. When he finds himself training a detachment of Top Gun graduates for a specialized mission. 所以呢他在这一集里面呢他 he was training a detachment of Top Gun graduates. 他现在这次的训练不是在训练 Top Gun的学生，他是在这次训练 Top Gun 的 graduate 毕业生，他们为了一个 special mission， 他去特别训练这一群人，所以这群人是已经毕业了。OK， the graduates of Top Gun。Now Patty， Top Gun 这个我们台湾怎么翻译？我们片名是叫《捍卫战士》，对不对？
对，
可是他你还记得他在那个中文翻译里面 Top Gun 他们是翻译什么吗？非官学校还是他们是什么非官精英学校，还是他们用什么方式？
我有点忘记了。
OK, that it'll be interesting. So very interesting story is Top Gun is actually not a real thing. Apparently, 就是我有去查了一下，就是这个 Top Gun 是当时为了更简化，让大家普罗大众更了解，这个非官学校，他们就其实那个非官学校名字很长，然后他们就是因为电影嘛，所以就把它变成 Top Gun， 就大家就以为有 Top Gun 这个学校，可是这个学校的名字其实很长，不是叫 Top Gun， 对，是这样子的。And the school in the first movie, 在第一集里面的那个非官学校是真的，是实际的非官学校，是真实的，借来用的，借来拍。所以这次的 Maverick 也是，里面的那个飞机啊跟非官这些东西，听说 Tom Cruise, 为了借飞机就要先读200页的那个，就是五角大厦给的这个借飞机守则。跟什么东西可以拍，什么东西不能拍。对，他还蛮累的，要做这个。Okay, so Top Gun graduates for a specialized mission, the likes of which no living pilot has seen. 所以呢，他这边 the likes of which 就是这个特殊的这个 special mission 呢，是没有人经历过的，也没人看过的。所以呢 ，Maverick encounters, Maverick 就遭遇到 Lieutenant Bradley Bradshaw.Miles Teller 是演员的名字哦。So Lieutenant Bradley Bradshaw, call sign Rooster. 那 Rooster, Patty, 在电影里面他们叫什么？他们中文的翻译叫什么？公鸡吗？因为等
一下，
我为什么这样问呢？因为下一段对不对 ？The son of Maverick's late friend and radar intercept officer Lieutenant Nick Bradshaw, A.K.A. Goose.当年的翻译叫呆头鹅，
对。
那他儿子呢？就是聪明鸡吗？
不是，
还是Rooster。所以 I'm very curious about that。就是我如果有去看 Maverick， 我就会聪明鸡，因为爸爸是呆头鹅、啊，对不对？所以 所以就机灵机还是什么？对 ，I'm very curious 我。我那时候小时候看到他哦，呆头，我就觉得嗯啊，好像蛮 friendly 的这样子，在那个电影里面 ，Goose。对，然后呢，这个现在他儿子的 call sign 叫 Rooster， 我是在想说中文到底叫什么，还蛮好笑的。哦，依婷说店里面叫公鸡，你看他爸爸就是呆头鹅，就是比较响亮。
嗯，
对不对？儿子就叫公鸡，就觉得没亮点。对，像我刚刚讲聪明鸡、起家鸡、奶奶 chicken、BBQ chicken 都还不错。
向老师不要乱打广告。
自入
了，我跟常常道歉
哦。因为前几天在吃 Korean BBQ chicken， 前几天在吃。因为想到 rooster 就觉得啊，这中文很难翻译哦，所以有些翻译电影名字的这些专员哦，就是我们这些翻译同业真的很辛苦。你看这个以前呆头鹅就觉得好棒哦，那现在他儿子怎么办？公鸡好了，
公鸡感觉有点懒惰哎，就是没有把他这个对啊诠释出来，没有记忆点。
对，没有，真的是没记忆点。
对呀、啊，
对对对，而且 Maverick 就是很帅的一个名字啊。
嗯，
对不对？然后结果他的 co-pilot 叫 Goose， 然后就哈 ，what？ 这是故意的吗？对不对？然后这次呢？这次好像如果我记得没错的话 ，Paddy 这次 Rooster 是 pilot， 对不对？
对，他是 pilot，
他不是 co-pilot， 他这次是 pilot， 他是 grad、Top Gun graduate， 所以他是 pilot。所以，对啊，这个。好，大家不能再讲了，等一下讲了等一下有爆雷了就不好意思大家了、okay. So let's continue. So last paragraph here, facing an uncertain future, 哇 uncertain future, and confronting the ghost of his past. 哦，我们这边要讲 ghost of your past, ghost of my past, 他过去的噩梦，对不对？他过去的梦魇这样子。The ghost of his past. Okay.就是那种ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend 那种，或者是以前过去不堪的事情 ，the ghost of his past, skeleton in your closet, so to speak， 有一些不堪的往事，对不对 ？So Maverick is drawn into a confrontation with his own deepest fears. He needs to confront his deepest fears. 他必须要面对他自己最极限的恐惧哦，最深刻的恐惧。Culminating, ending in a mission that demands the ultimate sacrifice from those who will be chosen to fly it. 所以最后呢 ending in a mission that demands the ultimate sacrifice. 所以要求他们要做出牺牲啦。OK, 所以人到底有没有死呢？这牺牲是牺牲国家的资产，把飞机坠弄坠了，然后人跑掉了，还是怎么样？这大家就只有去大荧幕去看才知道。到底人有没有死？对，通常这个军片一定有人死，可是到底有没有人死呢 ？You have to go and watch it to find out. Okay, cool. Oh, and Susan asks, "What does ground mean in the sentence?" Oh, ground that would ground him. 这个 ground 呢，地方呢有两个意思。我们这样小朋友说 ，You are grounded, Angel. What do you think we mean? You are grounded.
禁足，
你有禁足了，对不对？好，那 Angel 为什么我们讲 ground 的小朋友就是禁足？ ground 跟禁足有什么关系？
就不能踏出这块土地。
可是我才你 you grounded me, you ground me, 对不对？你让我定在土里面啊，
啊，
对不对？啊 ，here
定在土里。
Okay, so I'm just trying to illustrate. Okay, so here's the picture. 其实这个字呢，就是。From the Air Force, 就是跟飞官有关的。所以飞官被 ground 的时候呢，他不能飞，所以禁飞。所以呢，以前的美国大兵都是美国爸爸都是有从军的，欧洲的爸爸都有从军的。所以呢，他们就是用这些军事的名字来管小孩，用军事的方式来管小孩，对不对？所以呢，小朋友你不能出去野了 ，You are grounded。就你也禁飞的意思啦，其实都是从空军来的。
哦
，Yeah, it's the same meaning. It's the same meaning. So if you're grounded, that means you're not allowed to move. You don't have freedom. No freedom. Because it's a Nintendo, you know, if you tell kids you're grounded, they're happy with that because they can play online games at in their room. So it's not a big thing. Yes.
Even better.
Yeah. So we can't ground kids now. We probably have to, like, just turn off the Wi-Fi. Okay. And Kimberly asked, what's Pete Mitchell is where he belongs? Okay. So here, Pete Mitchell is where he belongs. That comma, Kimberly, that you see is Lieutenant Pete Mitchell, Maverick, is where he belongs. They are trying to say in the sentence that he calls it home. He loves flying, so he likes to stay in there in the Navy Air Force. He's old. He's very, very old. After 30 years, he's not supposed to be flying anymore. But, you know, he calls it home, and that's where he belongs. So he has to keep flying. He wants to keep flying. Okay. So this is a premise. 这个就是他们先前铺的梗，就是说他虽然30年在空军里面服务，就是做这些，就是在一直在飞飞机，可他只爱飞飞机，他根本不喜欢教学，他也不喜欢做一些其他的事情，他就喜欢飞飞机，他就喜欢飞。多数的人也是这样，多数飞官就是他们爱飞行，所以才会去当飞官嘛。那只是说飞官的这个职涯就是很短，就是基本上你飞到一个年纪，你眼睛开始视力开始薄弱了，他就不让你飞，或者是你没办法抗压了等等，都是问题。他们体能非常非常要求，所以就跟那种赛车手 F1 赛车手有点一样，就大概30岁就你必须要退役，要不然就是你要去转飞官那个教官，或者是转什么其他的。 That's sort of what I understand the situation to be. All rightOh, and here's Eric. Hello, Eric. I'm sorry, I didn't see you there, and I kept on just answering. So we'll leave Eric to answer the movie trivia. Yes. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Eric? How are you doing? I like your profile pic this week. Very different profile pic. Yes. From your graduation, I take it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
Fantastic. Very nice. Congratulations. Okay. So let's move on to the movie trivia. Trivia. Do you know what trivia means, Peds? Petty, you know what trivia means?
Not sure.
这个字呢其实比较少见，可是其实大家常用，就是我们讲的冷知识。很无谓的知识，冷知识就叫 trivia， 英文叫 trivia。所以呢，在很多这个桌游上面呢，比如说在考那种益智随堂考的那种益智题啊，1960几年，然后比如说玛丽莲梦露，然后是拍哪一部电影，那电影叫什么名字，这种就是 movie trivia。OK， 比如说教父里面那个谁 ，Don Corleone is played by who？然后你就要知道it's Al Pacino， 或者是 it's Marlon Brando， not Al Pacino， yeah， Marlon Brando 等等的，就是这种电影冷知识。 OK， 所以今天呢，我们除了跟读完呢，刚刚我们通勤教授跟我们跟读完了以后呢，其实再来呢就是给大家机会来，对不对？没有看过 Maverick 的人应该也不少啦，我自己就没有看过，对不对？我都是偷听别人爆雷的东西，所以我就觉得啊，这样子我就省电影钱了，对不对？你看 I'm such a cheapskate. Anyways. Okay. So, movie trivia. So, this movie trivia, I actually came up with all the trivia and the questions. And so that to make sure we don't actually spoil Maverick for people. Okay. 所以这个呢，电影随堂考里面的这个冷知识呢，都是第一集 Top Gun. Okay.捍卫战士原来的电影original movie Top Gun not Maverick， 所以这跟 Maverick 可能有关系可能没关系，这个你要自己 Maverick 要自己去看，可是 Top Gun 这边我们可以随时讲，因为这个大家应该也看过 N 遍了嘛，对，所以这个应该没问题。 OK， so we got Eric, we got Susan, Paul, Kimberly, and you guys, if you want to come up and join us for trivia, please do raise your hand, come and chat with usAnd here's Yiting. Yes, come and chat with us for a little bit of the Top Gun trivia, okay? Yes. Right. Hello, Yiting. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Good, good, good. Okay, you ready for trivia?
Yes.
Nice. But you have you seen Maverick yet?
Yes, I've seen.
And you've seen the original Top Gun too. So you've seen the original and Maverick. Very good. Fantastic. Yes. Okay. So we shouldn't spoil Maverick for people. Let's just stick to Top Gun. Okay.
Okay.
Right. And Top Gun 原除了捍卫战士，是不是中国大陆叫好大的一把枪？ I remember there was a joke about that. I've never seen it, but somebody told me in China they translated it a very different name. Yes, a funny name. All right. Okay. Cool. All right. Let's go. So this is open for everybody. I'm not going to call names. You guys go ahead and answer whichever you like. However you like, and you guys in the audience, 我们通勤家族在 audience 里面的呢，就直接在 room chat 里面，我们就 key 好吧，我们来抢答好了。Okay, so the first trivia, 第一题, what is the call sign of Val Kilmer? Val Kilmer 演员演的那个角色，他在第一集里面呢，他的 call sign 叫什么？ What is the call sign of Val Kilmer? Who said that? Who said that?
Yiting
said it. Yiting said Iceman.
Yeah. Iceman.
Okay. And Gavin also says Iceman. Good. 还有吗? 我们还有人讲 Iceman吗? Anybody? Harry says sneaker. No, unfortunately not. 我跟你讲, let's put it this way, Harry. A cool call sign today would be like Easy 360 or something, like a rapper's name. Not or like 85 cents. Yeah. 就是通膨过后的 50 cents 就叫 85 cents. You know, like a cool name today, 2022. It's a rapper's name, 对不对? Petty, 我们现在如果要叫任何的这种代号，应该是有点像那种说唱歌手的名字，那个才比较不一样嘛，对不对？比较有记忆点。对，你看，你想 Maverick， 然后就觉得，这个老啊，就是匠气，对不对？老 old school， 然后 Iceman 就觉得，yeah，and you think about。 You know, what's it? What's his name? Vanilla Ice, right? Iceman, Vanilla Ice. Ice. 完蛋了！我又在讲以前的古时候的东西了。好，不讲了，赶快。Next， 讲 Vanilla Ice 没有人听懂。Okay, so call sign of Val Kilmer is Iceman. You are correct, Gavin and Yiting. And what is the call sign of the instructor played by Tom Skerritt? 所以在 Top Gun 1里面呢，有一个他们的最高指挥官。 Okay. 不是女教官哦，女教官是一回事，对。然后 the call sign of the instructor played by Tom Skerritt 是一个男的，然后他有那个他的那个胡子长得很帅的，对，他们的飞官的教官叫 Viper，叫 Viper，Yes, Gavin, you got it, yes, you're right. Yiting, do you know? Did you know this? The instructor's name, the old man's name is call sign is called Viper. Do you remember?
Yes, I just forgot the English.
因为当时翻译叫毒蛇，对不对？中文的翻译叫毒蛇， yeah. And then it's like, huh? What snake? Snake?
Viper.
So it was Viper. Viper 听起来就很酷啦。然后呢，其实大家可以看一下，如果有看 Top Gun 第一集的时候 ，Viper 跟 Iceman 跟 Maverick 旁边都有个图哦。 他们飞机上有可以贴画自己的图哦，所以 Viper 是一只蛇，没有错。他画一只眼镜蛇，嗯，对，大家就可以去看一下，他有一个图，在飞机上面。I don't know if it's a thing like if you get to pilot that airplane, you can put on stickers on yourself on your own plane. I don't know if it's a thing. 这个我就不懂了。OK. Okay. So, then moving on to the next question. What song did Goose play in the bar? 呆头鹅弹了一个钢琴，对不对？然后在这个在他们这个 Top Gun Bass 里面的一个 bar， 一个酒吧里面，他弹了一首歌，那首歌叫什么呢？
Great Balls of the Fire.
Great Ball of Fire. Yes, Paul, you got it. Great Ball of Fire. Okay. Great Ball of Fire. 然后我小时候听的那首歌，我就想说这首歌很有名吗？没有听过耶，好奇怪哦，他们为什么喜欢这首歌？ I don't get it. I've never gotten it. Okay. So anyways, it's just a hip song in the old, what's it? I think in the old 70s. Yes.Great Balls of Fire. Yes. So this is what Goose played in the bar. All right. And I believe this was also the scene where Maverick and Goose went on a double date, right?
Yes.
Goose 好像带他老婆，然后呢 ，Maverick 就带那个女飞官出来。对，就是 double
date.
And Goose
sound.
Oh, and the baby, yes, and yes. Rooster.
Yeah. Rooster.
Yes, and Rooster. Baby Rooster. Yes, baby Rooster, supposedly. 对. And, oh, another trivia. Who played Goose's wife? A big, big, big female star in the 90s. Very, very big. Who played Goose's wife in the original Top Gun?
Meg Ryan?
Yes, Meg Ryan. And she later went on to make all the other romantic comedies, right? She made a lot of romantic comedies thereafter. So she became a big hit after that. Okay. So you've got mail. 什么电子情书啊什么的, Meg Ryan. Yeah. Those Meg Ryan, yes. So you guys, so this was like one time when I think very much late in the 90s, we knew about Meg Ryan. Meg Ryan was a superstar. And one day I watched Top Gun and I was like, hey, that's Meg Ryan. Oh my gosh. I didn't know that. 对，以前小时候看的时候都觉得，那个女的就是 Goose 的老婆就很奇怪。就是没有那个女飞官漂亮，对不对？就觉得哇，大家要也是女飞官嘛，对不对？然后呢，就后面才发现说 no, that was Meg Ryan. Oh my God.Yeah, I was stupid. 看走眼了有没有？就哎呀，自己原来没有 tasty 呀、啊，这个自己的品味太糟糕了，这样子。对，见一个爱一个，真糟糕。Okay, so that was Goose's wife. Okay, so question number three: Top Gun serves under the Air Force. True or false? 所以 Top Gun 是在空军底下还是在哪里底下的？陆军底下的。In the Navy, yes. Eric, you are correct, 100%. Top Gun serves under the Navy, not the Air Force. Sorry. Yes. And another thing that I Googled up was that apparently both Air Force Top Gun pilots, 我们讲 Top Gun 就是他们最顶尖的、哦、精英，就是飞官精英。Both Air Force and Naval Top Gun officers, they train together.他们那个 base 啊，是他们空军跟海军 share 的。他们必须要经过那个学校，那个 Top Gun School。它是 special weapons， 他们叫什么特殊武器工的学校。Okay, a bit long name. The last trivia for tonight. Take my away and zone.Are songs in Top Gun original soundtrack. So Top Gun 原声带呢，里面有两首歌，大家在网络上，在 YouTube 上就听到烂掉了。一首歌叫 Take My Away and Zone.
Ah, Danger Zone.
Danger Zone. Are you sure?
I think it's Danger Zone.
You think it's Danger Zone?
Yeah.
Not any other word. Not any other words. 确定是 danger zone 哦。Going once, going twice. You are correct, Yiting and Eric. You are correct. Danger zone.
Ah.
Yes. Okay. 然后以前呢，以前很好笑，就是我以前听那个歌呢，因为他的那首歌就叫 Highway to the Danger Zone， 然后我一直以为是 Highway， 我一直以为这首歌叫 Highway， because I only hear Highway， I don't hear Danger Zone。And I thought it was, you know, highway going into the zone. And then I sang it in a very different way. That was when I was a kid. Yeah. You know, 就是以前没有字幕，你知道，然后你自己听，然后你就会觉得 oh, highway into the zone. Yeah, that sort of makes sense. Okay, so Danger Zone. 那还有另外一首歌是 By Berlin, 柏林合唱团，柏林乐团，对不对？And this song is called Take My What Away.
Great.
Take my money away. Take my shirt away.
Please don't.
Please don't. Take my breath away. So Eric says, take my breath. Breath. Okay.Gavin says breath as well. Very nice. Take my breath away. Yes. So
why we also say take my breath away.
Yes. Good job, you guys. So why is it take my breath away? What does it mean to take my breath away? Giving CPR? Yeah, take my breath away. Why is it such a big hit?
Because it's a love song.
It's a love song. It's a love song. Yes, Paul. Yes, but how do you know it's a love song? 为什么 Take My Breath Away 会是一个 love song? Harry says, yeah, killed by love. Yeah, something like that. Take My Breath Away. 为什么它是这样子听起来为什么它是一个 love song?
就跟那个I can't live without you 一样的意思
哦、oh, Can't live without you 所以它是一个意象嘛对不对它不是真实的对不对它是一个
就你把我的呼吸带走就
你把我呼吸拿走了对所以呢我们在跟人表白的时候或者是在称赞对方说你真的就是你让我不能呼吸了你对不对你的美丽让我窒息有点那种感觉I don't even know if that sounds cool, but anyway. 你美丽让我窒息 oh my god. Please don't. Anyway, so take my breath away, 就跟 Patty 刚刚讲的一样就是诶就是我we have another saying in English. So my heart skipped a beat. Right? 我心中间少跳了一下。我看到你然后你让我就是整个人停住了这样子然后我心少跳了一下。这样子用中文就听起来不 romantic but it works in English okay 然后 take my breath away 就是你让我不能呼吸这件事用中文也不好听所以以后请大家就用英文 take my breath away okay
啊，中文可以说令人屏息
不是又不是僵尸片屏什么息
屏息嘛就是、哦、太感动了
哦，太感动了、哦、
令人屏息
对对对对对那个看到那个 dating 完看到那个账单我
Yeah, that will take
I can't
your
breathe.
Away
yeah, take my breath away. That bill took my breath away. Oh my gosh.
Also take your money away.
Yes, that you know, took my money away. Yeah. Okay. So anyways, just a bit of kidding there. So take my breath away, very romantic song. You know, these 90s love songs, they exist in a lot of love letters. 就是以前要写情书的时候其实这种这那个年90年代就很多歌可以来写啦。然后像现在呢你看、哦、我们到比如说比较现代一点的歌什么告白气球对不对那里面的词都不容易拿来写成变情书所以 so, you know, 就是老歌有这个魔力啦他们把很多这种很 romantic 的这种 phrases, 这种断句啊什么短句都全部都用掉了。所以呢要写情书对不对不管是给老婆给女朋友就是从这些90年代80年代的老歌可以去找。好、哦。所以你看刚刚 Patty 就讲 Can't live without you, 对不对所以那首歌就叫 Without You。嗯。对那首歌经典嘛对不对经典中的经典。对。
Harry 说那个 Omicron 也会 take break.
Take
away.
Yeah, Omicron, yes, for sure. COVID-19 in general, yes. It'll also take your breath away, yes. Well, make you suffocate. 所以另外一个窒息哦，另外一个就是被掐住，没办法呼吸哦， 那叫 suffocate. Suffocate. Suffocate is a terrible condition. So you can take my breath away slowly, please. Yeah. All right, you guys. So that's the movie trivia we have for you guys tonight. I hope you guys really liked it. 我希望大家喜欢。我们把这个跟读单元呢，把这个一些小随堂考呢，来跟大家做个结合。这样希望大家会喜欢这样子的一个比较更轻松的这种跟读方式。 我们除了看到了Maverick 以后呢，那我觉得也是比较就是适合啦。就最近大家可能比较开始。 我们慢慢的解封，大家就可能对看电影比较有兴趣哦，因为我也太久没看电影了。So, you guys go watch Maverick, go enjoy it, and if you haven't seen the original Top Gun, 如果大家还没有看过第一集 Top Gun的，欢迎大家，今天晚上呢就拿 Netflix 出来。 好像 Netflix 就有，如果我记得没有错的话，哦， Top Gun 在 Netflix 上面就有。那如果没有 Netflix
也没有关系，没有吗？没有，
okay.
我另外花钱在。 就是其他平台看的，好，那就像依婷一样，然后我刚刚本来想
suggest 说看 YouTube 上面有没有那个就是有片段可以加点，五分钟解说，对对对，看那个叫什么啊？那个说电影的，5分钟说电影的那一种，对你就可以把 Top Gun 第一集就整个看完了这样子。 对，如果没有时间看的话，不过我个人是我基本上看已经从小时候看重播已经看到那个台词我会背了，所以有一天我老婆来问我说：“哎，我们要不要看 Top Gun？” 我说：“你确定吗？我每一句话都，我每个对话我都会讲哦，所以我会很烦哦。”就是他前面讲一句，我后面就会应对下一句哦，我会很烦。他就说：“那算了，我们等解封了去看 Maverick 就好。” 没有，因为台湾是不是我们都看周星驰嘛 ，Steven Chow 对不对？比较多。那国外的那种replays reruns 全部都是 Top Gun， 对，哇哦，全部都是 Top Gun， 所以那个没事，然后中午吃饭的时候你打开电视就是 Top Gun。对，所以就是不管是他在骑机车啦、开飞机啦，还是在哪一段，反正就是 Top Gun， 就是我们看到烂掉了。<笑>小时候在国外就是这样，对。 就是看不懂也没关系，反正就继续看，对，就努力看，绝对不会
miss 任何一
part。对，就很奇怪，反正就可以看 N遍这样子。Yes， 所以希望大家今天喜欢我们这样子稍微做一点改变的shadowing activity with you guys, and that's combined with movie trivia. And if you guys have any interesting topics you would like to discuss with us or you would like to propose to us, 如果大家有什么有趣的主题啊，想希望我们分享或我们来讨论的呢，欢迎来信到 ask15mins@gmail.com. So, I guess we gotta call it a night tonight. Thank you very much, you guys. It's a great evening to have you guys again. And thanks to Susan, Paul, Eric, and Yiting, and Kimberly for joining us tonight. And thank you for you guys in the room chat. Let me see. Just Harry, yes. Gavin and Susan, yes. Let me just go through. Visanto, hello. And yeah, all the guys who's chatting with us in the room chat. Jason Xiaoyang, yes. And Eric, and Jean, yes. Thank you very much for participating, and we will catch you in the next session of 15 Minutes Live Podcast. 那非常谢谢大家今天晚上的参与，还有我们刚刚在 Room Chat 的这个通勤家族的热情的来跟我们分享，来参与这个电影随堂考。那我们一样下个礼拜星期一的9点钟，同样一个时间再来跟大家分享下一周的这个 15 Minutes Live Podcast. 谢谢大家的参与，感谢大家。 And 我在我的左边 Patty，
Hey，
然后在我的右边是 Angel。
Thank you guys. See you next Monday.
对 ，Thank you guys. Thanks for your participation. And that's a wrap for tonight. Thank you very much for participating. Cheers, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Bye bye.
Bye.